It used to be called the President's Annual Message to Congress. In 1947, it became known as the State of the Union Address, and that's in line with what the Constitution says about it, that the President shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union. It doesn't have to be on TV. It doesn't have to be done every year. It doesn't even have to be delivered in person. President George Washington started that tradition in 1790, but from the time of President Thomas Jefferson until that of President Woodrow Wilson, the State of the Union was delivered to Congress in writing. In 1913, President Wilson went back to the practice of addressing Congress live and in person, and since then, most American leaders have followed that example and used the speech as a yearly chance to get in front of Congress and drum up support for their goals for the year to come. More people probably have access to the live event today than ever before. It's delivered in prime time and on every major media platform. With an internet connection, people from Alaska to Antarctica can see it as it happens. And last night, the 45th president, Donald Trump, entered the House of Representatives to give his fourth annual message to Congress. Here are some of the highlights.
I am thrilled to report to you tonight that our economy is the best it has ever been. Our military is completely rebuilt, with its power being unmatched anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. Our borders are secure. Our families are flourishing. Our values are renewed. Our pride is restored. And for all of these reasons, I say to the people of our great country and to the members of Congress, the state of our union is stronger than ever before. Thanks to our bold regulatory reduction campaign, the United States has become the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world, by far. With the tremendous progress we have made over the past 3 years, America is now energy independent, and energy jobs, like so many other elements of our country, are at a record high. My budget also contains an exciting vision for our nation's high schools. Tonight, I ask Congress to support our students and back my plan to offer vocational and technical education in every single high school in America. We must also rebuild America's infrastructure. I ask you to pass Senator John Barrasso's highway bill to invest in new roads, bridges, and tunnels all across our land. I'm also committed to ensuring that every citizen can have access to high-speed internet, including and especially in rural America. Our spirit is still young. The sun is still rising. God's grace is still shining. And my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.